It's a perfect day in Melbourne this morning anyway. Hopefully those showers stay away in the latter part of the afternoon. They are expected, but let's hope it's after 5 o'clock. But who knows with the weather report these days. Anyway, it's time for the Interstate Hour. Great to have Lizzie Jelves back. She's about to join us along with David Gately. Gosford in New South Wales takes centre stage this afternoon. We'll also catch up with Kevin Casey, Ed Kennett with his play of the day. Bart Sinclair will look at the Gold Coast. Nadia Horn to take a look at that derby meeting in Adelaide this afternoon. Harry White previews Donald Damalecki. We'll have a look at the trots tonight at Melton. And George Ferrugia will help us back a winner at the Dogs there at the Meadows. But let's welcome in the team to preview the Premier meeting in New South Wales this afternoon. David Gately, welcome back.
Thank you, mate.
And Lizzie Jell, sensational work last night on the English website there and their Facebook page covering the sales. And, geez, there was a lot of money once again at the sales. And I think Celebrity Queen went for $2.5 million. Hello to you, Lizzie.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, there was plenty of money flying around at that sale. Obviously, they're pretty firm investments, the mares that were going through the ring last night, and there was lots of people interested. And it's great to see them on the racetrack, but it's also so exciting to see them in the future going forward and seeing where they end up. So she heads to Coolmore, and it'll be very exciting to see her go to Wood and Bassett.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see and follow their next journeys in their careers as mums. So looking forward to that, but we need to find a winner if that's okay. Gosford today, we are racing on a soft seven, fine conditions. This two-year-old race to kick off proceedings, you can scratch the one ranch hand. The five generation, of course, is in Melbourne this afternoon. The nine blow dart and the 10 impact star. Now the favourite here is Overpass. He's an impressive youngster for the Baker Camp at $2.70, Cork Harbour at $4.80, Colino at $6.50, and Anna Gaines at $4 here. Now, before we get your thoughts on this race, Gator, for the punters that don't usually say bet at Gosford here in Victoria, how do you think this track will play?
Well, they had a bit of rain on Thursday, and so it's come up a soft seven, a bit wetter than what we thought, but obviously it's a nice day. Rail's true. Now, they had a 4 metre spot here last meeting. It was no disadvantage to be handy that day. The previous meeting, though, they had a true rail, and the track played really well. So it's back in the true here with the jar out of the track. So I think the run-ons will get their chance if they're good enough and the tempo's there.
All right, then who wins the first Gator?
Not sure, but I've tipped Anna Gaines on top, who won a maiden well on debut off a bad start. Then he beat all but Paul Ellen in the kindergarten. He ran home 34.6 last year. Kind of was the second quickest of the day off a moderate tempo. I think the 1,200 they can settle closer. Now, Overpass, if you run over by Glen Eagles, that reads well. And really, a couple of solid wins. Again, plenty of merit on the clock. Last 600 overall time, last start well above average. And Connexi resumes gelded, trialled well. And Colino was in trialled really well also. He did cover ground in the kindergarten stakes, but was below his best there. I went 7, 3, 2, and 6 for the record.
All right, then. Do you like any of these two-year-olds, Lizzie?
Yeah, I think it's interesting, just going back to as Gator was talking about the track, look, we have to sort of premise the fact that they've had 43 mils over the last 7 days. They haven't had much in the last 24 hours, only a mil. But we'll just have to see how this track plays. We don't really know what we're sort of fronted up with. Hopefully it will improve because it is beautiful conditions. But I suppose just keep an eye on the first couple of races and see how it's playing. As far as what I like in the first race, I think it's one of those races where Gator probably covered the main fancies as far as the horses that have got the best form and the most potential. Colino is a horse that I quite like from previous preparations. He was below his best in the kindergarten, but he has since trialled well. And it wouldn't surprise me to see him bounce back into contention because he did have a bit of improvement to come. So Colino is a nice type, and certainly the three Overpass, he's your bomb-proof conveyance as well.
All right, then in the second race, scratch the three. Henshells was well back the other day and won nicely at Newcastle. He's the $3.80 favourite. Flat Heaven at $5.50. I Am Power at $7.50. Ramstein at $6 here. Blondo at $4.80. And Quiet Riot is the other horse under double figures here. Gator around that $6.50 quote.
Yeah, look, I've tipped Nick Point. I think he's $18 tab at the moment and much bigger on the toes. He's not a moral, but I think he can run well in a 78 race. He wasn't far off Exo Boom, second up, despite racing in the slower inside lanes. He's run well to the likes of Ice Bath and Selena Dreaming. So I think that's good enough to run well here. Flat Heaven ran really well at Rosehill, given the Savage bias. Then and he was huge odds at Randwick. Gave him a good Quinella hope. He was good behind a potential Group 1 winner, or at least a group horse in Lost and Running. And Henschel had excuses first up, covered ground, Newcastle, thrashed a subsequent impressive winner there, time for victory. And Bondo resumed, found the line nicely in a trial. So I thought six could run well at a price. Plenty of danger, though, 148.
I like that, Gator. So $18 for Nick Point there. You're on top selection in the second at Gosford. What about you here, Lizzie?
I think Flat Heaven, this is his race, and hopefully he can get the job done today. I thought he was excellent last start at Randwick. I'm not expecting much change in his physical appearance. He's been up for a little bit of time now, so he's his fifth run in this campaign. So if he presents similar to how he did at Randwick, he's going to be very hard to beat.
The highway's the third over the 1,200 metres. Scratch the 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 13, 14, 19, and 20. Always competitive affairs. These highways, Jarbath at $3.90 for the Morgan team is the market leader here. Ballastar at $5.50, Mr. Wong at $9.50 as well here, Gator.
Yeah, look, again, one of double figures. The 12 Cat Gully Red hit the line. Hawkesbury was 8 weeks between runs. And he was never on the track at Randwick. He actually stuck on really well. Now he draws better. He'll be fitter. And he did win one of these back in February when he was able to settle up closer. So I'm expecting that today. Jarbath did bolt in last time on heavy ground. 7 weeks fresh to 1,200. Off a similar freshen in the past, he's run well. And Ballastar beat home King's Trust. Scratching here, but I think it's, you know, it was one of the original favourites. And Mr. Wong had excuses first up off a really nice trial. It could improve it at near double figures as well. 12, 11, 5, 1 for me.
What about these country gallopers for you here, Lizzie?
Yeah, well, actually, I have got Pat Dully and Pat Dully Red in my notes as should be improving. So that bodes well. Hopefully we'll both be on the same path. But yeah, he's an improver. I haven't seen Jarbath. I have to see him for the first time. Ballastar is going really well. And Mr. Wong is also an improver. He was a bit big first up into the campaign.
I like that. So Cat Gully Red there, a positive push there from both of you at around that $10 quote with the tab. Race number 4, Benchmark 72 over the 1,600 metres, scratched the 2. And the 3 here. And bless for Johnny O'Shea's team flying at the moment. Gator's the favourite at $3.60. How have you read this race?
Look, I've gone with Tech Tanikas. Did bolt in on heavy ground. Only run over late at Canterbury. And the winner, Savory, did run well at Hawkesbury last week in a pretty deep race. He had excuses. His sole top three missed this horse. Bless comes through the same Canterbury race. He was restrained from well back there. He should have beaten Savory, so he runs a gas. I think it's the right form. And 15 Aria likes the fresh wind instead of Task last time. I think they ride a bit colder here. Third up, 1,600. Prince of Aragon next. It's fallen away the race. 4, 6, 8, and 7.
All right, then. 4, 6, 8, and 7 there for Gator. This is an interesting race. Is there any horses that you've jotted down that might be improving here, Lizzie?
Yeah, the 9 Perfect Radiance is definitely should be improving, and along with May Army as well. They're both horses that I thought could be improving each run. Certainly Perfect Radiance will be at its peak fitness this time around, and May Army had a bit of improvement behind Marway last start on the Kensington track.
All right, then the stays do battle over the 2,100 metres here, Benchmark 78. Scratch the 2. The 8 is also out along with the 11. Now, Parry Sounds at $4.80. You've got My Swashbuckler at $4.80. Chris Lee's training for the OTI team. So Wicked's the favourite at $4.20. Salika at $7.50. And then Ready by Design at $9.50. Avion Fury also given a chance there. Gator at $5 here.
Yeah, look, I thought Avion Fury was the one that went up over the odds. The early market's around $8 with Tab. Probably into his right price now. I think the Selwood Stakes run is much better than it looks. 2 runs ago, second quickest ranking splits home. Quickest was Pars of Glory, who went on to win. Back to 72 grade last time, it's totally luckless. Parry Sound, slow out, mile back fresh, then again too far back Kenza. Now 2,100 third up, drawn in. He did draw in when he won a Warwick Farm 72 race in the spring, and he sat up fifth that day. So I'm expecting that scenario to play out today. He's a danger. So Wicked, certainly in the game, and Salika just needs a win, which is genuine. I went 9, 1, 5, 6.
Yep. Do you like anyone here, Lizzie?
Yeah, the nothing that is going to be improving. They're all deep into their preparation. I suppose when you're looking through my notes, High Opinion is always a big improver third up into the campaign. and he does like wet going, so he'll be a horse that I have a look at to see where he's at, but I haven't seen him this time around. I thought Parry Sound, all he's got to do is hold his condition, and he's going to be very competitive in this type of race.
All right, then, looking forward to the first of the features, the takeover target for the sprinters over the 1,200 metres. A listed event, scratch the 7 and 8, so only 6 horses to compete here. Senor Fox at 370. Paul Snowden gave this galloper a wonderful push this morning on the first word. Easy Eddie's at $3. Snitz at $7.50. Enchanted Heart's the favourite at $3 here. And then we go out to Grand Piano at $15. How have you worked out the takeover target this year, Gator?
Oh, look, I think Senor Fox will make it the best for the day. I think around $3.90. Tabs, a really nice price as well. It was a really good trial before winning the Star Kingdom fresh. Now, he stayed hard on the inside lanes at Randwick. I'm not convinced that was the best ground, yet he was close up, less depth here. His last two runs on soft ground, he was beaten less than a length behind Raheran and Probabil in a show county, and he won a Ramone. He's run on prior than on wet ground. Easy Eddie's the horse that finished alongside him last time with a 1 kilo swing. He must be a danger. And Enchanted Heart took a good scalp of Lost and Running 2 runs ago and a forgive run behind that same horse last time. Snitz can improve. 1 on top, 2, 4, 3.
This is a good little race. Only a small field, Lizzie, but it should be competitive. What have you made of, say, Enchanted Heart so far, this preparation?
She's going really well. I think she can win this race. I really liked her first up when she won at Canterbury. I had her on top again last start, and she had excuses, but I think that she is, the deeper she gets into her preparation, she's the better she is, and she can definitely bounce back on this type of track. She looks to get a great run in transit, and yeah, she's definitely on type, one of my favourites to look at. Really good type, well conditioned by Chris Lees, and Jason Collett knows her so well.
All right, then, let's have a look at the Gosford Cup. Looking forward to it. Scratch the 2 and the 3. The 7 is also out. The 11, 12 and 16, along with the 17. Polly Gray for Chris Waller, Tommy Berry at 320 is your favourite. Otonte at $5.50. Woo Gok at $9.50. Young Rascal representing Archie Alexander up the top there is at $14. Cariff at $16 here. Alfurious at $9.50 for Chris Lees, and then Stockman down the bottom is at $4.20 here, Gator.
Look, there was a nibble for Polly Gray last time. I think Andrew Martin threw to me pre-race with an opinion on why that would be, and I just thought what I said was, I think she's just a length better on soft ground. Now, she gets that today, and she didn't have much luck at a key stage in that race. So, former and she's ideal. You know, probably should have gone close in the Sydney Cup. So I think given the rain they've had during the week, it's advantage Polly Gray. I think Oliphorus got a bit lost last time. They did beat Home Paths of Glory in the Selwood, split Polly Gray and She's Ideal in the opponent. So it's easy to tie her in. And Intento, a bit disappointing last time, but the Selwood Stakes run gives him a hope, and Caribs getting fitter. 9, 15, 6 and 4 now.
Yep. Do you like any of these stays? Is there any, Lizzie, on the way up here ahead of the Cup?
Stockman's definitely on the way up. He's had a couple of runs in now, and he's a much bigger horse this time around, so he's taken longer to get towards his peak fitness. So he's definitely on the up. I agree with Gaither with Polly Gray. I thought she looked fantastic last start, but her biggest downfall was she wasn't getting her conditions that she liked. She was on a good 4 instead of a soft 7. Today she gets a soft 7, so she gets the sting out of the ground, and he's definitely in great form, a mare in good form. So that's a perfect recipe. She gets the right conditions. She's in good form. And I think that she's going to be definitely right in the finish in this type of race. But Stockman would be the horse that is on the up as far as improving types.
All right, race 8's the Coast, worth $500,000. At $6, the Field, scratch the 11, Electric Girl. Nudge, $6. Wheelhouse, the Stablemate at $6. And you have Nima Lee for Maddie Smith at $6. Can you help us out here, Lizzie, please?
It's a difficult race. I was just looking at it. It's pretty open, isn't it, on paper, and when you're probably going to have a look at them, they're all in great order. As from my end, Brutality is an improver, so he's someone who I would, for a horse that I'll be assessing today. I also love the 3, All Saints Eve. She gets a perfect run. She loves the wet track, so that's going to definitely help her. The 7, Wheelhouse, he's in great order as well, and he comes back significantly in grade. And All Hallows Eve as well. I thought she was great last start when Jamie Carr rode her in the Carr Stakes. So I think that those four horses are the ones that I'll be really looking at and seeing who sort of shines in the mounting yard. But it's a difficult race. I suppose it does look as though there's a bit of lack of pace Gator as well.
Yeah, that's right. And I think Wheelhouse, that can be positive here. He was wide in the Doncaster. I think he battled really well, given that. He's rode to Guineas run to Moonga, and you know, he's wide in the Ramwick Guineas run well. Bit of a knock on the three-year-olds, you know, on the clock this season from many, but I think he can run well against this sort of opposition, given the right run. Nudge has been excellent this prep. All runs, you know, with more luck, you could say she wins all of them. She just stayed hard on the inside last time, held up at a key stage. She did beat Home Royal Creation, it was good last week. All Saints Eve's going super as well, and both I Say Hello and Nimalee certainly in the game. The latter with 59 against the boys. Never easy, though, but in the quaddy. I went 7-9-3-13.
All right, then. Hey, Lizzie, just a quick one. Brandenburg, how's he come back? I thought he was unlucky there the other day.
Very unlucky, wasn't he? He hit the line really well. I mean, he didn't actually have a run because he just had such a checkered passage all the way down the straight. So he's come back in really good shape. My only question mark with him is that I'm looking for him. He's drawn awkwardly. Is he going to get a lot of luck again? That's probably the biggest factor why I haven't put him into the numbers. But he's definitely come back well. He made a huge improvement from the Star Kingdom into that benchmark 100 last start. So expecting him to be glowing. And I think if he was to run well today, he'd head to Queensland.
Yep. All right. Then race 9 is a benchmark at 78 for the girls. And we have April Rain at $1.95. You can scratch the 2. This is over the 1,200 metres. Lizzie, I know Ronnie Duffercy, your colleague there on Sky Thoroughbred Central, was really keen on her chances. Tell us a little bit about this daughter of Piero.
Yeah, she just looks like a star in the making. Her last win probably cemented her that she's got so much upside. She's got a beautiful action. She's got a great attitude. She still looks as though she's got quite a bit of furnishing to come, so next preparation, probably this spring, is when you're going to see her at her absolute peak. But perfectly placed and handled by Chris Waller, and she's definitely a horse that I think can win today. She's short, but she looks very, very good, and she just sort of looks a cut above these at this stage.
All right, then, Gator, is she a good thing on the program?
I think she's pretty handy. I loved her recent quiet trial. She looked full of running, to my eye. She went back, she joined in, raced away like a good horse when she was first up last time in. Look, at 60 kilos, but she's got better things in store than a girl, fillies and mares, 78 race. Exotic Ruby's trialled nicely a couple of times, and it's a danger. Stella Pauline, close up in a PJ Bell, that raced through the Carr Stakes winner, All Hallows Eve. An instant attraction next, but I'll be thin home in the quaddy. 1546, the tip there.
Your best there, Gator?
Best, I'm going to go with Senior A Fox. I think he's extremely backable as well. Race 6, number 1.
All right, then in a quaddy?
Quaddy, so race 6 is the first leg of the quaddy, and our numbers there are 1, Senior A Fox, 2, Easy Eddie, 4, Enchanted Heart, so 1, 2, 4. Second leg, Polygray, Liferous and Tente, 9, 15, 6. Third leg, the Feature of the Coast, 7, Wheelhouse, 9, Nudge, All Saints Eve, I Say Hello in Nimalee, even Brandenburg, so 7, 9, 3, 13, 1 and 2, quite a few there. And just 1 and 5 home, April Rain, Exotic Ruby, 1 and 5.
And Lizzie, I know that Gosford's the big meeting in New South Wales, but I don't know if you had a look at any of the races up there in Queensland from that Sydney Autumn Carnival. Is there any horses that you've been looking at and thinking, well, I can't wait to see you in Queensland this time around?
Yeah, look, I think most of those horses have raced in, that are in the Hollandale, have raced in Sydney. I suppose Avilius is going really well. 50 Stars was excellent last start. He hit the line really well. And he can definitely, I think this has been a target for him. So he looks as though he's in great order. And Zaki. So the top three in the market, Avilius, 50 Stars, Zaki, they're the horses that I've seen recently, and they're going very, very well. But of course, I suppose everyone's probably looking forward to seeing how Melody Bell is going as well. So she's in great order too. But look, I think the Hollandale, those top 3, 4 in the market are all absolutely flying. So going to be a great race.
Yeah, it's basically a Group 1 race, isn't it, this time around, the Hollandale Stakes there on the Gold Coast. Hey, Lizzie, enjoy Gosford, and great to have you back.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
There's
have a great day.
There's Lizzie Jelfs. Gator, what about the Derby or the Derby in Adelaide?
Yeah, look, I think the fact that there hasn't been a lot between a lot of these three-year-olds all season, I think it opens the door for the up-and-comer, which is probably Deep Strike. He was luckless in the lead-up race. He doesn't have those figures on the clock, but I just think that can be a bit misleading. I think he can measure up in his backable. Explosive Jack Liquero's form ties in, and let's crack a deal, certainly in the game, in the Young Werther form. So in the Tassie Derby, I went 6 on top, Deep Strike from 1-3-4.
All right, then. So with the Michael Kent Jr. train, Galloper with Mick Price as well. Anything outside of those feature races there or in some of the other feature races in Adelaide that might be a standout for us punters there, Gator?
Yeah, we lost our best in the last Streetcar Stranger. I'm surprised they went to Caulfield, but I'll look silly if he wins easily at Caulfield. I think that's a good roughie. Race 6, number 14, Comfort Girl. I think Tab went up $51. I think she can run a great race. And race 3, number 5, Nodium, I think can win that benchmark 82. Race 3, number 5.
All right, then maybe after today, depending on how Streetcar Stranger goes, you might have a new job as David Jolly's racing manager, Gator.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm probably due for another job, so I'll have a chat to him.
You're a flying Gator. Enjoy your day. I know it's a busy day, and we can catch you on Sky Racing 1. I think you're providing tips in Adelaide, the late mail at Melbourne as well, and Sydney, of course.
Yeah, and Sydney, so can't wait, mate. It's a great day, yeah.